Blog Talk Radio.
To me, I spend my life. So, of course, Houston has been getting deluged since with a historic storm Harvey for the 4 or 5 days now, and there have been amazing acts of kindness. There have been staggering acts of humanity, and everybody's heartened by even when a tragedy like this, even as tragic as it is met with such bright humanity. And I think our human beings of the week are all the people in Houston. They are just doing an amazing job, and people from all over the country chipping in. But anytime you have something amazing, you have something selfish and small. And Joel Osteen closed his church shortly after the hurricane began. Now, I'd like to point out that he has a mega church he bought where the Rockets used to play, almost 17,000 seats. He has a TV ministry, and he collects a lot of money. A church doesn't exist just to provide you money. It doesn't exist just to marry people or bury people or spiritually counsel people. It exists to provide people not just spiritual shelter, but sometimes shelter from the rain. Sometimes it doesn't exist to lift people out of the fog of despair, of lack of spirituality. Sometimes it does that for people who are homeless. Sometimes it just doesn't feed you spiritually. It has to feed you physically. When you close your doors, that's not your door. Those are not your doors to close. Those doors belong to Christ. Those are his doors. You get the tax benefits you get because you say you're an agent of Christ, that you're doing what you're doing for him. That's not your money. Those are not your doors to close. Those are not your people to turn away. That is God's house. Christians love to say, what would Jesus do? I defy you to find me a place where you can reasonably say that Jesus would shut his doors during the most turbulent time in this city's history. That is selfish and small-minded, and anybody who makes excuses for that is just as selfish and small-minded. That's not your church. Those are your people, and they're drowning and they're crying out. Then later on, you said, well, they can't get here. They managed to get to other mosques and small churches. They managed to find refuge there. To me, because you get a tax-exempt status, when something of this magnitude happened, churches should have to open their doors. They should have, religious people who get the benefit of a tax exemption should have to open their doors when something like this happens. And you shouldn't have to be told that. You should know it should have to happen. God should have put that on your heart. You were called to be an agent of him, and you don't know better than to close your doors while people are drowning and suffering? That's selfish and small-minded. That's very unchristian. I'm a pagan, and I wouldn't do that. So you tell me. So then shortly after that, he said his doors, there was nowhere to get to, and a man showed a video of how clear it was. And then he came out and opened this church up. It's just as wet today as it was when you closed the door. I guarantee you, if that storm had happened on a Saturday, Sunday his ass would have had those doors open. Those 16 or 17,000 seats are not just for taking tithes. They're for providing people from the shelter. That church doesn't exist for you to just have a tax shelter. Sometimes it's shelter for your sheep. You didn't change your mind. God didn't put that on your heart to change your mind. Twitter did.
Thank you, D.L. Hughley. Thank you for that very well said, very well spoken, well thought of response that you have for Joel Osteen. Now, Joel Osteen is referred to as the smiling preacher, and he's doing a lot less smiling nowadays in the wake of Hurricane Harvey. Not because of the storm, but because of the social media backlash that he has received on Twitter and everywhere else on social media after offering prayers and asking for donations, but not opening up his church for the people of Houston. Now, as it's been mentioned before, that the Houston Church, Lakewood Church, can hold 16,000 people. And like D.L. Hughley said, a church, especially a church of that size, magnitude, and capacity, as much of a black hole as that church is, as much money as just gets sucked into that ministry, you would think that the welfare of the people would be the first priority of agents of Christ. But these agents of Christ's first priority is maintaining their property, keeping vagabonds out, keeping the vagrants out, while continuing to suck up dollars. So instead of opening their pockets and opening their wallets and opening their bank accounts, emptying out the bank accounts and opening up the coffers and everything else, they ask for you to open up your pockets and donate money. They want you to open up your wallets and give money for all these people for the hurricane relief. But what is Lakewood, what is Joel Osteen's initial response for that? He himself is not going to, but he wants you to do it, and the church will always be a valuable tool in the community. The church will be open as a shelter once the shelters within the city are at capacity. Why? For all these people that flock to Joel Osteen's church, this should come as a surprise to them. But this should also come as an awakening. That the person that they're following, the shepherd that they're following, does not have truly their best interest at heart. Does not truly have their spiritual welfare at heart. Instead, the smiling preacher, who's not smiling so much, and you've seen them on Good Morning America, you've seen them on the news, and you see him when they were interviewing him at Lakewood Church, you see the smirk on his face. He was looking like he really didn't want to do this. He was quite content being in his home, away from everything, keeping the church doors closed, and not having to worry about any destruction of property or any cleanup or anything that comes with having your place used as a shelter. Now, I understand it could be a tedious job. It could be a lot of work. It requires a lot of logistics. But guess what? As an agent of Christ, as a nonprofit, as a church organization that does not pay taxes but continues to guzzle millions and millions of dollars each year, you have to set aside those encumbrances, those hindrances, those inconveniences, because you don't have a lot of them. You should set that aside and think about the people who don't have what you have. Think about the people that you're here to serve, not them here to serve you as an agent of Christ. Because you call for being loving and being Christ-like. Well, just like D.L. Hughley say, where in the Bible does it show that Jesus would have closed the doors on the people in the time of natural disaster? Nowhere does it say that. Nowhere does it show that. The closest thing you could possibly get is Noah's Ark and the flood, where Noah's family just took his family and two every animal and fuck everybody else. Right. So I guess in this sense, this is where Lakewood comes, and Pastor Joel Osteen is our modern-day Noah, and he was just saving his family, and she said, fuck every animal, because we got bioengineering and GMOs and stuff like that, forget everybody else, but still ask for you to donate money. Ask for you to donate your time while he gets to sit on his laurels. Well, Joel Osteen, I hope this is the beginning of an end for your empire. I do hope that. I do hope that there is a shift in the awakening of the people that realize that this is nothing but a scam. And as a prolific pastor of the word, a prolific agent of Christ, you would think that you would set the example for others to follow, since you're the one that's one of the most celebrated in America as a pastor of the Christian faith. One of the most celebrated. While you have these black pastors, these minority pastors of much smaller congregations doing way more to help the people of Houston in need. They are the true examples of Christ, if we have to go and say that Christ is real. They are the true examples of Christ. They are the ones that are going by boat from home to home rescuing people while you are keeping your church doors locked. Until, of course, a social media firestorm. And reluctantly, Osteen decides to go ahead and open up the doors of his church. Let this be an awakening, folks. Christianity, especially big business Christianity, is not what you think it is. And it's not about you. It's not about your faith. It's about keeping the empire and the machine going. Christianity, organized religion is just another form of control. mind control. Everybody is fighting for control of the mind. But you know, we have bigger things going on right now with Hurricane Harvey to focus on that. So I just hope that we take this example and let this be known. During Hurricane Katrina was one of George Bush's defining moments in his presidency. Let this be a defining moment in Pastor Joel Osteen's pastoral hood, whatever you want to call it. Make this be a very big asterisk by Mr. Osteen. I'm your host, Hassan Labduni. Once again, thank you, D.L. Hughley. Shout me out. I love what you're doing. I love you, the fact that you just speak what you got to feel. You speak what you speak. You speak what you got to say. You say what's on your heart. You mean what you're saying. You say what you mean. I may not always agree with it. I may not always like how you do it, but you stay true to yourself. And that's all we can ask for everyone. And we don't have to agree with everything everyone says. But as long as everyone stay true to what they say and they say what they mean and we mean what they say, we can go a lot further than hiding around the bush, beating around the bush with it. Again, I'm Hassan Labduni, this is TLE TV, signing out.